Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadi Gimel, and we are on Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. We'll start by the two dots as we get into the last full daf here in the 10th parak of Maseches Menachas. As we look forward towards tomorrow's daf, Shtei Alechem, where we get into the 11th parak, heading towards the 12th and almost final 13th parakim here in Maseches Menachas, as we'll finish up at Hashem on daf Kuf Yud. So about 2 weeks or so left here in Maseches Menachos. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, we are discussing Smicha. Smicha, the Mishnah on yesterday's daf said all carbonous yachid requires Smicha. All carbonous sheber generally do not require Smicha, except for the Par Haba'a Kala Mitzvos and the Seir HaMishtaleach. That was the ratio. The Seifa spoke about all carbonous yachid requires Smicha, except for Bachar, Meiser, and Pesach. And that's what we're going to get into now. What are the sources for Bachar, Meiser, and Pesach not requiring Smicha? Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara, Karbano, Veloha Bachar. First Rasha, Karbano, right? The Smicha is learned down from Pesukim at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Karbano by an Ola, his Karban, and not a Bachar. Why is that a drasha? Because the Bechor is not called your carbon. Why isn't it called your carbon? Because you don't really do anything. The Bechor is automatically Kedushas HaMeirechem, as we're about to see. But that's why it's, that's the limud, carbono below HaBechor. That's the language of the Keren Orah, that's the language of the Sfas Emes here, that it's not your carbon. And that's how we darshan it from carbono. Yesh lefarish mishum de Bechor kadosh meirechem, lo mikri carbono, v'chein meiser, kiva de kadosh meatzmo, hayotze asiri. Similarly, by meiser, right, it walks out by itself and automatically is kadosh if it's number 10. Ach pesach kasha ech imet mi carbono, as we're about to read, in a minute. How is Pesach excluded? Fine, Meiser and Bechor are not really Karbano, as we'll talk about more. But why is Pesach excluded? Why is that not my Karban? Efshar de Karbano mashma, masherak humakriv. Aval Pesach de kulan chayavin bo, lo chash of Karbano. Says the Sfas Emes, an interesting suggestion. Maybe Karbano means only his Karban, but if all of Bnei Yisrael bring this, even if it is your Karban, it's everybody's Karban. Everybody's bringing this carbon. It relates, he's not saying it, but it relates to the fact that whether Pesach is called a carbon sibur. It's called a carbon yachid here. The Gemara clearly says it. All carbon is yachid requires smicha except for b'char ma'aser Pesach. So it's obviously a carbon sibur, a carbon yachid. But there are different elements that connect carbon Pesach to a carbon sibur. The Gemara says elsewhere, b'beknufya, it comes all together. All of Klai Yisrael bring it together. So Sfas Emes is saying that's the limud here. Pesach, in a little sense, is not purely a private carbon because everybody's bringing it. It's not going to be called carbono. Okay. O.F. Shar de Kula mi tur de carbono asid, or it's not based on a carbono, just based on a drasha. Based on an extra word, and maybe that's why, so that it doesn't have to have any logic to it, just a drasha. And then he just adds, the Yeshla Ayin, he wonders, what about the 11, right? Let's say I make a mistake by Meiser, remember the case that the 11th is also the Kaddish for a Shlamim, so does that require Smicha, that animal? He just has that as a question. Yeshla Ayin, Bacharasar Shal Meiser, Yibai Smicha. Because earlier, we remember we had the case of Nesachim it gets, and that was the case of Tafel Chamer Mana Iker. Even though the Iker does not need Nesachim of Meiser, but the 11th would be. So would you say the same thing by Smicha? Would you say the same thing by Smicha? Even if Nesachim gets it, what about Smicha? The Efshar, Kivan, the Gali Krab, and Nesachim, who added Mesmicha? That's a Shaila about the Achadasar of Meiser. But either way, that we had earlier, the similar Gemara about the Nesachim, what would you say by Smicha? But either way, that's the Sfas Emes here. Karbano excludes Meiser and Bechor, and maybe Pesach too by Drasha. We'll talk more about that, but let's just first read the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Sheyachol, because I might have included Bechor for Smicha. Follow Dinu. Umash Shlamim Shein Kedusha San Mei Rechem Tunin Smicha. If Shlamim, which does not have Kedusha Mei Rechem, right? Amak, the shit is not as intense. It requires Smicha. Bechor Shein Kedusha San Mei Rechem. Eino Din Shetot Smicha. So a Bechor, whose Kedusha is Mei Rechem, so surely it should require Smicha. Tamalo Mar Karbano Velo A Bechor. Excluded. Number one. Number two. Karbano Velo Meiser. Sheyachol Valo Dinu. Umash Shlamim Shein Mekachim Lefneim Olachareim Shlamim, which does not sanctify what it's before and after. There's no mistakes made by a shlamim, right? Not counting anything. Tun and smicha, meiser shebekadesh lafan of alachra. In addition to smicha, meiser which sanctifies, not really the act, the carbon of meiser, right? Number, if I count number 9 as 10, right? It's not that the carbon itself is doing it, but I'm doing it by messing up the count. So, Meiser, which is Makad before and after, surely should require smicha. Tamalomar, Karbano, velo Meiser. No, Meiser does not require smicha. Number 2. Karbano, velo Pesach. Third one. Pesach is excluded, right? And this is what the Sfasem has just discussed. Sheyachol, valodinu, ma shlamim, sheino ba'amod vahavei, tu'unin smicha, if shlamim, which is not a chiyuv, it's not a amod vahavei. Stand up and break it, you have a chiyuv. That requires smicha. Pesach, shu ba'amod vahavei, eno digiton smicha. Pesach, which you have to bring, Pesach, which is one of the only two mitzvahs I say that there is an onesh if I don't do, Isser kares, mila, and karban Pesach. So there you might say, it does require smicha, tamalomar, karbano, velo Pesach. So all three are excluded. Good. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, how could you really learn Pesach from Shlamim? Ika lemifrach. How could you learn Pesach from Shlamim? Malo Shlamim, shein tkein teunin, nisachim, v'truvas chazei v'shok. Or even learning Meiser. But remember, the Sfas Emes' kasha was about the mistaken Meiser one, the extra one, the Echadasar. But this is, how could you learn all these from Shlamim? Malo Shlamim, Shkin Teunim. Shlamim has many other halachas. So maybe that's why it requires smicha. Shechid Teunim, Nisachim, Vitnufas Chazei V'Shok, the waving of the Chazei and the Shok, as we discussed earlier. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Kroy Asmachta Ba'alma. It's not really a limud, we're being somech. We're getting the hint of the limud from the pasuk, but it's not really that is a real lamakar. I think we mentioned in the last half the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, that design about asmachta, but that is the halacha. Just remember along these lines. Again, it's been a little while since we mentioned it, so I'll mention it again. The message of karbano vilo bechor, the first one, that bechor I'm not really doing anything. That's the Taz uses that in Yaradei and Shin Chaf Aleph to explain a bracha question. Right, the Taz notes that there are three mitzvahs that have to do with firstborns. There's pidyon haben and pidyon bechor behema tahora, and the mitzvah of bechor behema tahora, bringing the first bechor animal as a karban, and petar chamor, by a donkey. Right, three mitzvahs. The Taz notes that only two out of three get a bracha. Right, pidyon haben gets a bracha, and bechor petar chamor gets a bracha. When I switch the status, it's not really kedusha, when I switch the status of my firstborn donkey onto a sheep, and give the sheep to the kohen, and I get to keep the donkey, so that's a mitzvah, and I make a bracha on pidyon petar chamor. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Yaradea Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Bechor behemet tmeya, noeg bechol makom, uvechol zman, veinoeg ela bechamorim. Vezem mitzvah so, what do? You take the chamor, and you wait a month, and then you switch the status onto the sheep, and give the sheep to the kohen. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch continues, and says here in Sif Vav, Lefichach miyakshe mafrisho mivarech asher kedushado v'tzad v'sivanu al pidyon petach hamor. Make a bracha. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. This has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. If a Jew owns a donkey, and the donkey has a bechor, so you have to do this ceremony bizman hazeh. Ask the Taz, first he goes to Prisha, the Prisha asks, why do you make a bracha on petach hamor, and you make a bracha on pidyon ben, but you don't make a bracha on bechor behemet tahora? So the Prisha says, oh, maybe it's because there's nothing left in your hands afterwards. You make a bracha only when you get hana. Pidyon haben, you have your son left. And by petach hamor, you have your donkey left. By bechor behemet tahora, you just give the bechor as a karban. Ask the Taz, since when do you have to get hana for a mitzvah? That shouldn't be a factor. Many times I do a mitzvah, I get no benefit from it. Says the Taz here in Sivkaton Zayin, Vein Zemaspikli, to become makom, lama lo yivarech ala mitzvah, to mali bakach shalom nishar biyado, kivan to become makom, mekayim mitzvah Hashem Baruch Hu. What's the difference? The near least, the Taz says, his yesod. Dein shayach bracha elabamashe oseha ada mishelo. Only if you're doing something and you're accomplishing something do we say that you make a bracha. Al zeh mevarech shezachol lasos mishelo ratzon amaka baruch hu. I have something and I'm doing something. That's where you make a bracha. Bechor behemet tahora, it's automatic. It's born, it's kadosh. As the Gemara just says here, kadosh mirechem. What actually am I doing? It belongs to the Kohen right when it's born. I'm physically giving it to the Kohen. okay, but that's not really accomplishing anything. Masha'enkein bibechar, demei olam lo hayli soz chuspo, demisha nolad hu begazad rachmana, fave ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso ha'bechar, as if it wasn't born to me, ela ki'ilu nolad bebeis kohen mi paraso, d'ramana zicha lo bekach, k'mo shekasav kopeta rechem li, alkeine shach levarech ki hu eina ose klum mi mamono, masha'enkein pidyon petach hamor, ubechar adam, she's giving from his money, alkeine mevarch shaper al mitzvazos, kein nire li. That's what he says. What about Truma? I'm choosing what Truma to give. It's not automatic. Right now it's Tevel. I'm accomplishing something. I'm changing the status. Truma, I'm doing something. Reishis HaGeiz, I'm doing something. I'm taking off. I'm cutting the shearings. It's not the Kohen's right when the animal is born. Right? So by all of those, I'm actually doing something unlike here. It's Kadosh Mirachem, and that's the Taz building on the Sfas Emes' comment here on our Gemara. Good. So the Gemara says all of these really are asmachtas. It's not really the actual limud. So Ela Kroy, back to the Gemara. Ela Kroy Lamali. So what exactly is the pasuk for? If you don't need it to teach me that there is no smicha, because after all, I was mafrich the limud that it should require smicha. So Kroy Lamali, Karbano, Velo Karban, Chaveiro. Karbano is excludes. My karban I do smicha on, but my friend's karban I do not do smicha on. As we will see, we'll talk about shlichus by the Shem a little bit later on. You can't do smicha for someone else's karban. Karbano, so karbano velo karban chavero, and karbano velo karban oved kochavim. Your karban and not a goy's karban. A goy's karban? What would have been the havamina? So Tosfos discussed this back a couple of weeks ago, back on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Tosfos discussed that, well, remember we had the idea that if the guy doesn't send his own nesachim, so we supply the nesachim, so maybe I would have thought we all supply the smicha. Obviously, if we would do that, that reflects that smicha is in the karban, not in the gavra. To say that there's a chovas gavra of the guy, you know, he's mufka from shlichus, I can't do it for him at all. It's not shayach. So the fact that there's a havamina here would reflect that smicha is a din in the chefs. The carbon requires smicha being done to it, not that I have a chiyuv to do smicha. What's the kamash malan? Kamash malan is that you don't do it to a guy's. So that change, it's really a chovas gavra, and it's just a guy's excluded. But Tosfos has that line on Samach Aleph on the base. To itzrich karbano, to lotema sheyismach Yisrael bishvilon kigon shemevi nesachim bishvilo. Right, just like in Tosfos Yimaslo Matzinu, so you might have thought it's similar to the Nesachim, Kamash Balan, we don't do that. So Karbano excludes a Karbano of the Gachavim, and Karbano, Lerabos, Kol Ba'ale Karban, Lismicha. And Karbano also excludes his Karban, whoever's Karban it is, Kol Ba'ale Karban, Lismicha. If a number of people bring a Karban, so they could all do Smicha. They could all do Smicha. The Rambam writes in Maisa Karbanos, Paragimel, Halacha Tes, Chamisha sheheviu zevach echad, kulan somchen alav, ze achar ze. Lo sheyisvechu kulan bebas achas. They all do smicha, but they do it ze achar ze. Not all together. Why not? Says the Radvaz. The yadoksiv velo yadam. Says yado. Not their yad. Even though they all do it. But singularly, the hagabi v'samchu ziknei ha'eda yidehem ksiv aval hacha yado mashma yado v'lo yadam. That's the Radvaz quoting a limud. V'im tomar amaylo amrina smicha achas amarachmana v'lo smichos harbe kidamrina gabe tznufa tznufa achas amarachmana v'lo tznufas harbe. Ask the Radvaz, right? Why don't we say that just like by tznufa, if four people bring a karban, you don't have four people doing tznufa one after another? Why by smicha does everybody do smicha? Doesn't say the noun. Right there it says, v'hinif tnufa, one tnufa. Here it says v'samach, doesn't say v'samach, smicha. So, says, maybe that's why, and he quotes the Gemara from, Daf Tzadi Dalet, which Bezer will have on tomorrow's daf. But again, that's the first limud relating smicha versus a tnufa. Again, so you do it one after another. If you look at the Mari Kirkus, he quotes a different reason. Not a drasha, he says, if they all do it together, there would be a chatzitza. Right? How are they going to do it? They're going to put one hand on top of the other one? No, the smicha is you have to be on top of the karban. Your hands have to be on the karban. So too many people, you wouldn't be able to hold the touch the karban. So therefore, the Radvaz quotes a limud, the Ma'arei Kirkus quotes a svara, and that is the makar for the Rambam when the Gemara says here, the older smicha, but it is ze achar ze, according to the Rambam. The Karen Ora here wonders, the Gemara here has an exclusion, that karbano and not my friend's karban. We're going to have, at Hashem, on Amid Beis, that a shliach can't even do smicha. So why do I need an exclusion of chavero? Isn't shliach even closer? And if a shliach is excluded, surely my friend, who didn't make me a shliach, I shouldn't be able to do smicha on. Wouldn't need a limit to exclude chavero. That's the our Karen Ora's kasha here. Well, the kamant arshinan yado velo yad shlucho. Because of Atosfus, and he quotes the Artosfus that we just quoted, the Chavayot Tzrichi, right, you might have thought, Shlucho is Adev Tavi Kamoso, and if you would have only mentioned Yad Shlucho and not here, I would have thought, ironically, the Havamina, the Nehi, the Bailim, Ein Yotzin, Besmicha, Shliach, Bikomakom, Acher, Gamken, Yachol, Isbach, Al-Kaban, Chavero, Lola, Hotzi, Esa Bailim, Ela Yismoch, La'atzmo, Hecha, Delesnu, La'bailim. Just like if the Bailim are not there, maybe it would be able to work, right? If a shliach is you, so a shliach can't work. But that's mitzad the gavra. But mitzad the animal needing, maybe chavera would be able to do it. Vitzarech lomer, and he writes this. The hava mina, the mitzvah lismoch ala karban, v'ikr mitzvah ba'bailim. V'im ein bailim, mitzvah ba'acher lismoch. Kamash v'lan krad, de ba'acher lo shaykh hasmicha klal. Umichad karbano avimina davka b'Yisrael, de ika bailim shesom chenu de acher somech. Aval nachri du lo somech ema diyismoch Yisrael. He goes through the hava minas, but he explains why maybe an acher somehow could be more shaykh than a shliach. And the one who says it's mefurish is the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha of Parmanshik on page Kuf Gimel in the Sefer. He quotes this Tosfos and he says, Yesh lach karba mitzvah smicha. Im ikr mitzvasa hu rak al habailim, de mutal alav chi of lismoch al karbano, aval einu din be'etzam akarban, ismicha chovas gavra of the bailim. And we've mentioned the Rambam in the past and the end of Par Gimel of Maisa Karbanis. What do you do during smicha? You do vidui, by achadas and anasham, by shlamim you say divrei shevach. There's something said when I do smicha. So is it a chovas gavra? Oh, do chovas karban, b'maisa hakrava shelo. Just like you have Shchita Kabbalah Halachas Rika, that's for sure not a Chovas Gavra, right? Just, it's about the carbon. Maybe Smicha is also about the carbon, especially because we're going to have later on Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. We're supposed to do Smicha right before Shchita. Maybe it's somehow connected and it's part of the Avoda. After Smicha, Eina Ma'akeves, Mikal Makamu Din Be'etzam HaKarbon. Shetan Hu Bahak Rav Shalom Mitzvah Smicha L'Chadchila. Right, and therefore, he uses that to explain also, we'll get to Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. That women are pturis from smicha because it's a zman grama. So what do you need? What do you need? The Gemara though has a makar to exclude smicha by women. What do you mean? It's a zman grama. Of course they're pturis. No, you might have thought mitzat the gavra they're putter, but mitzat the karban they would still be chayef because it's still their karban. Kamash malan, even if it's mitzat the karban, they're going to be putter. That's his suggestion. Need the pturis yemi smicha mitzat mitzvah mikol makom haitzuchas lismoch al karbanon mitzat shuchavas karban. The karban ton b'maisak rava shalom maisa smicha kamo kol shar avodos. After kulam mitzvahs asay, become akum levan mitzvah, ya kulam dina bechshir karban. That's why we need another pasuk to be mai nashim legamrei midin smicha yado velo yad ishtel. That's an important emek bracha there in Hilchas Chagiga. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Mishnah. The Mishnah again quoted, quoting from the Mishnah, third line, vayorei somech. So the Mishnah had said that the yoreish is somech and brings nesachim and is meimir. And we spoke that a yoresh is more than a shliach. A yoresh is an actual stand-in of the father. As the Gemara says, kam tachas aviv. That's not just a shliach. So a yoresh is somech. Tani Rav Chananya kamei derava. Yoresh eno somech. Yoresh eno meimir. Rav Chananya has a brisa that says the opposite, arguing with our Mishnah. A yoresh does not do smicha and cannot perform tmura. But we learn the yoresh is somech and brings in the nesachim and can do tmura. Okay, should I change this? Should I flip it? I see the Rashi. Rabbi Chananya, Amalei Avchoi, Klomar. da asni yorei somech v'yoreish meimir, ki hechi de lo tikshalem asnisen. Should I switch the Mishnah? The Brisa? Is this an incorrect Brisa? And I should make it consistent with the Mishnah? So Amar Lei, Rava answers him, lo, you don't have to, the Bach adds in here, lo, sricha, masnisan mani, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe it's a machlokes. Masnisan here means brisa. The brisa maybe is reflecting Rabbi Yehuda shita against our Mishnah. The Tanya yorei somech yorei shmeimir. Rabbi Yehuda omer yorei shino somech yorei shino meimir. Okay, machlokes tanoim about whether a yorei has that status. My time with Rabbi Yehuda karbano velo karban aviv. What is the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that a Yoresh is not Karbano? Only his Karban do we do Smichon and not his father's Karban. Meaning a Yoresh doesn't do it. Special Limud. The Yalev, how do you know that? The Yalev Tchilas Hektish, Misof Hektish. You learn Tchilas Hektish. The Gemara calls Tmura Tchilas Hektish. Because you are now being Makdish something. Even though you already have a Karban here, Tmura is when I have Karban A, and I'm trying to switch it to Karban B, and therefore that's, isn't there already Kedusha here? But that's what the Gemara calls Tchilas Hektish, because I'm now being Makdish something new. Tchilas Hektish, Misof Hektish, which is Smicha. That's how the Gemara calls Smicha here, called it Sof Hektish, because you already have something that's Kadosh, and you're not doing anything more. Right? The Rabbeinu Gershom here says, Misof Hektish, Smicha. The Smicha b'shas shchita hi sh'oshim v'aro min ha'olam. Smicha is just about when this carpet is no longer going to be here, right before you shecht it. That's why smicha can be called sof hektish, right? Other places you have different definitions. So here, Rabbi Yehuda says, karbanov lo karban aviv, and you learn tmura from smicha. Ma sof hektish, just like by sof hektish, by smicha, yoresh eno somech, af tchilas hektish, yoresh eno meimir. So to tchilas hektish, yoresh is not meimir, so you learn meimir from smicha, and smicha, Rabbi Yehuda learns, is karbano velo karban aviv, that excludes a yoresh from smicha. The Rabbanon, Hamer Yamir, the Rabbos is a Yoresh. The Rabbanon has, I have a limud to include Yoresh for Timura. The Yalef, and once you have that, Yalef Sof Hektish, Mitchilas Hektish, and you do the opposite, then you learn smicha from Timura. Matchilas Hektish, Yoresh Meimir, Avsof Hektish, Yoresh Meimir, Yoresh Somech. Sorry, so you have each one has the opposite limud, and then you extend it to the other halacha. The Rabbanon, Hi, Karbano, my Avdile. What do the Rabbanan use Karbano for? They don't use it for excluding Karban Aviv. Karbano velo Karban Ovid Kochavim. Karbano velo Karban Chaveiro. Karbano, Larabos Kalbale Karban Lesmicha, like we had up above. Vereb Yehuda, Larabos Kalbale Karban Lesmicha, Leslay. Rabbi Yehuda to include Leslay, meaning you don't have everybody. If you have partners, Rabbi Yehuda holds only one person does it. Only one person does Smicha, not everybody has to do it. The inami islay ovi kochavim v'chaveiro michad kranafka. And even if you say he does hold of it, maybe you could combine the two of the others. Ovi kochavim v'chaveiro michad kran. It's karbano and not your karban, which would exclude both of them. Aitulei trei kroy, and then two psukim would be left over. Chad karbano v'lo karban aviv. V'idach l'rabba is called bali karban l'smicha. So even Rabbi Yehuda would be able to have the limudim that the Rabbanan have. Fine, but that all started with what did the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Yehuda's Pasik, and we went back and forth. So what about the opposite? For Rabbi Yehuda, hi, Hamer Yamir, my Avilei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do the double Lashon for? Which the Rabbanan used to include Aviv. So mi boile, the Rabbo says Aisha. He uses that to include a woman. Ditanya, lefi shekola inyan kulo inamadabra elabalashin zachar, masofenu, what's the halacha that we're going to do? The Rabbo says Aisha, tamalomar, Hamer Yamir. Right, that's what you would have been marbe in Isha, so that's why you have Hamer Yamir, Larabos, Esa Isha, right? That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Isha does have Smicha. Rabbanan Darshi Me Ve'im, the Rabbanan Darshin from Ve'im, Rabbi Yehuda Ve'im, Lo Darsh. Good. So that's the, by Tzmura. This is by Smicha, by Tzmura. To include a woman's carbon for Tzmura, that a woman can be Meimir, and that is what we Darshin at the end. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tzmura, as we're talking about here, that there are three mitzvahs related to Tzmura. Again, these are not mitzvahs that we like to do, right? We've mentioned often, mitzvahs aren't, I should dream about doing many mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs. I should dream about doing a lot of mitzvahs, but not all the mitzvahs. The three mitzvahs here, I should not dream of doing, even though one's a mitzvah asay. Obviously, the two lowest asays. But even the mitzvahs asay here, we should have no desire to do this mitzvah, right? The mitzvah of Tzmura. How do you do the mitzvah of Tzmura? By trying to do an Aveira. How often does that happen? Not sure. What other examples there are? That every time I do this lo saseh, I also, at that very second, am creating the situation of the mitzvah saseh. And that is, right, I'm not allowed to try to substitute the karban. And the second that I do, they're both karbanos. So that's a mitzvah saseh, to treat this other one as a karban. But still, it happened automatically when I violated the lo saseh. I can't think of another one. Maybe there's another, but that's tumur, as we know. But the Rambam says three mitzvos. Number one, shelo yamir. Number two, shetehea tmura kodesh imhemir. Number three, shelo yishana kacha mikdusha lekdusha. Separate from tmura, switching kedushas of a carpenter. The Rambam starts off, kala memir lokeh. That's the first halacha of the Rambam, right? Because it's such a chiddush. The Rambam, in these prakim of Tamura, Tamura is only three prakim long, but the Rambam says, "Kol ameimer lo kal kol behema vebehema sheyamir shenemar lo yachlifenu velo yamir oso v'yafal bishlo asa maisa." First halacha in Hilchas Tamura, you have malchus, even though you didn't do a maisa, right? I just spoke. Mipuash mipiashmu alamdu shukal mitzvahs lo sasei sheim ba maisa ain lokan alav chutz. Usually, there's no malchus by alav sheim ba maisa, except for nishba, meimir, and mekalas chavei rabashem. Those three. Shvua, Tmura, and cursing my friend. Shlosha lav and elu, e efshar sheyia ben maisa klal, v'lo kalein. It's impossible to have a maisa. What is he alluding to? Maybe he's alluding to the Shita, the Rambam, that if you could have done it through a maisa, that even if you didn't do it through a maisa here, you're gonna get malchus. Cause what does the Rambam say? Right, you're gonna get malchus even though it's impossible to do it through a maisa. Mashma, that if it's possible to do it through a maisa, you get malchus even if you didn't do it through a maisa. Right? That's the chasima b'kol Rambam that we have mentioned. If I muzzle the animal just by screaming at the animal, I'm going to get malchus because I could have muzzled the animal through a maisa. That's what the Rambam seems to be implying in this halacha. Even though you can never do it through a maisa, you're still going to get malchus. The Rambam says, why? Special din. V'lam alokan ala tmura v'hare. So fine. Special din, even though it's a lot of shame on maisa because it's an exception to the rule. But then he quotes, there's another reason you shouldn't get malchus. Not only is this a lav sheima maisa, it's a lav hanitak laase. Velama lokin ala tmura vahari lav sheba nitak laase. Sharei nomar v'mhamar yamir v'yehus murasu yakodesh. Right? Usually a lav shenitak laase is a lo saseh that I violated, and now I have the opportunity to do an asay. I left over nosar, and now I could burn it. I stole something, and now I could return it. Usually it's a nitak laase separate. Here, there's a built-in nitak la'aseh. So why do you get malchus? Mipnei sheishba aseh v'shnei lavin. Because there's a double. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. So one aseh, nitak, does not get out of two los aseh. The ode, and number two, says the Rambam, v'ein lav sheba sheva la'aseh. Here we go. Because the lav is not exactly as inclusive as the aseh. The lav is more inclusive. And therefore, the assay cannot be menatek the lav. In what way? Tzibur and shutfin cannot create tmura. Right? Ein osin tmura im heimiru. Right? They cannot create tmura. V'yaval pi shehein musharin shalo yamiru. Right? They're in the losa assay, tzibur and shutfin, but they're not in the assay. Nimseis omer shahayachid sheheimir hare atmura kodesh. V'yafilu heimir v'shabes. We discussed that a few days ago. What's that chiddush? Even if you're Meimer on Shabbos, I would have thought, you can't be Meimer on Shabbos. I feel the Heimer on Shabbos. The lo karabam, and you get Malchus. The Echman HaShutvin Sheheimer, and he continues. If one of the Shutvin does it, he's part of the Shutvin, he gets Malchus, but it's not Kadosh. Okay, that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tmura about Malchus. Again, the Minchas Chinuch also discusses this in Kuf Mem Gimel about getting Malchus or not. Interesting, remember, we haven't spoken in a long time about a lav anitak laaseh. Remember that the Stechemet has the fascinating question of every Avera. Maybe you should say every Avera is a lav anitak laaseh. Tshuva. So every Avera should be a lav anitak laaseh for the mitzvah of Tshuva. You should never get malchus on anything. Because every lo saaseh is a lav anitak laaseh. Obviously, you know there's an answer to that kasha. Right? That's not a kasha that, you have to formulate the answer. So the Stechemet, if I remember, quotes three answers. One answer is that based on the no debi Yehudis tshuva, that tshuva is only something HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with. Right? That's what the no debi Yehuda writes in a tshuva. If somebody is chayiv emises bezdin, or malchus, and then they do tshuva for it, right? Somebody eats treif with edim and asra, and then he does tshuva and he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva and he becomes the chief rabbi. And then the edim get around to going to bezdin and testify against him and drisha chakira, and he's guilty. What's the halacha? You give him malchus or misa. Right? That's, he did tshuva. Tshuva is only misa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Tshuva is misa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the way the Nodeb Yehuda says it, that would just undermine the whole system, the legal system. Person will always do tshuva. How do we know what's inside? But either way, there's no tshuva is only something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one. The other answer, which is probably the most simple, pashut, straightforward answer, and that is, lavanin l'asei means a specific asei for the lav. Not a general one. The principle doesn't apply to a general one. The principle is lav, a lav that's minutak by a specific asay. That's the definition of a lav minutak asay. That's the straight pashut answer. But that's one of his two answers. The third answer, he says, is if every los asay is a harifus. If every los asay is minutak asay because of tshuva, then even the lav of chasima is a nitak asay. Even the lava muzzling. What's the whole makar? Well, we don't give malchus for a lava nidik lase. Because it's not similar to the lava muzzling. Because lava muzzling is not a lava nidik lase, and everything else, and the ones that are, and therefore they're not similar. But if we're saying every aver is a lava nidik lase, so then even the lava muzzling is lava nidik lase. So then it would be dumyut lava tachasima. And therefore you should get malchus on it because it's anyway similar to the source. Either way, three different answers the Snechema gives. For lav nidik lasei, why we don't say every avera is lav minutak to tshuva. Good. Temura also has a lot of lumdis, which maybe we'll wait till we get back to Maseches Temura in a couple of months, relating to, do we look at it as a new akdasha, as an extension of the previous akdasha? But again, there's an interesting lashon here. The Gemara calls it tchilas hekdash. Next Mishnah. Hakol somkin. So again, this is the smicha sugyas, right? Mishnah yesterday on Daf Savi Beis. The rules of which karbanas need smicha. Right? This parak is about nisachim and smicha. The first couple of mishnayos were about nisachim. Now we're in smicha. So we spoke about which karban needs smicha. So now, who can do smicha? Hakol somchin chutz mi-chereshot v'katan. Chereshot v'katan alav b'nei das. And therefore, they do not do smicha. V'suma v'ovei kochavim. Or someone who is blind or a non-Jew. V'ha'eved, an eved kena'ani. V'ha'shaliach. V'ha'isha. All of those people do not do smicha. Do not do smicha. How could you have a carbon of a cheresh or a shoteh? Right? So you could say they were makdish the carbon and then they became a cheresh or a shoteh. You could have a case. What about a katan? How could a katan give a carbon? Right? Maybe he yarshed it. Maybe he's a yoresh. Maybe his father died. A katan could be yoresh. Right, or you say das acheres makne according to Balei HaTosfos, maybe somebody gave the carbon, gave an animal to a katan. The Rosh Hashi here says maybe it's a katan mitzora, a katan got saras. Right, the Gemara talks about an 8-day old baby having saras on his arla and doing asi docha lo saseh. You allowed to do the mila, which clearly states that if not just for lashon hara, meaning if a katan 8 days old has not spoken too much lashon hara yet. And if he has saras, then obviously it's not just purely because of that. Okay, other suggestions. The Chasminov says mufla samach la'ish. Also, 12 years old in Kuf Tezvav, maybe he's bringing a karban. But either way, all of these people do not do smicha. And the Mishnah adds v'smicha shiyare mitzvah. Smicha is shiyare mitzvah, meaning it's not ma'akev, but it is an extension of the mitzvah. Al harosh bebeis yadayim. And on the head, you do it with two hands. Ubemakam shesomchin shochtin. And exactly where shchita is done, that's where smicha is done. Why? The tekef l'smicha shchita. Because it's done right before shchita. Tekef l'smicha shchita. And that is why we wanted that done in the same place. Right? This is one of the three tekefs. Right? The Gemara Brachis. Mem beis amad aleph. The Gemara says, shalosh tkifosein. There are three tkifos. What are the three tkifos? Tekef l'smicha shchita, tekef l'geula tfila, smichas geula l'tfila, tekef l'netilas yadayim, bracha. Right? That's talking about mayim achronim. Right? Right? After you do mayim achronim, then you bench. Those are the three tekefs. Right? Tekef our case, tekef l'smicha shchita, tekef l'geula tfila, tekef l'netilas yadayim, bracha. And the Gemara Abaya adds in another one. Tekef l'talmidei chachamim, bracha. Right? Tekef l'talmidei chachamim. If somebody is ma'areach a talmid chacham, you're going to get a bracha. Shneemar vayevarchani Hashem biglalecha. Right, Parshas Vayetze. Right, well, Laban says to Yaakov, "Don't leave me. I got a big bracha for you." Or vayevarch Hashem is based on Mitzri biglal Yosef later on. But either way, those are the three, or maybe four, takefs, three of them in halacha, and one of them may be in midos. But this is one of the takefs. The Minchas Chinuch also discusses in the first mitzvah about karbanos. That's where he talks about smicha, Rabbi Ola, because that's the first karban that requires it. Minchas Chinuch discusses all of these people who are putter from doing smicha. Well, can they do it? Let's say a woman. A woman is based on a pasuk that they can't. But let's say it would be a zman grama. It's not. But there's a downside, right? There's by certain mitzvahs that say zman grama. Again, there's a pasuk that excludes women. But I'm just saying theoretically, all these people who are pater, is there anything wrong with doing smicha? The answer is yes, because it's a shtamshus b'bal chai of a carbon, right? You're not allowed. I'm not allowed to do work with a carbon. I'm not allowed to use a carbon for any reason. If I and smicha is b'chol kocho, and if I put b'chol kocho on the animal, so then that would be a problem, and therefore someone who is not chayiv in smicha is not allowed to do smicha. That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. The kolhanu to patur mi smicha asurim lesmoch v'over malav da avoda b'kachim, says the Minchas Chinuch. Then obviously, what's he going to talk about here? What about an androgynous and a tumtum? Classic Minchas Chinuch questions, right? This is kuftes vav. Should they do smicha? Savigish savigisha. So vada ain't somchin kusveka daraisa da avoda b'kachim. Right, there's a suffik losase here, and therefore, even though it's suffik daraisa lachumra the other way, lachumra of the losase, and therefore they cannot do it. Ulechora tov shelo yidru v'yinadvu olos machbas bitul mitzvah smicha. So maybe it's better for an androgynous or a tumtum not to be noder and nodev, because then they're putting the carbon in a situation where they might have to do smicha and they can't do smicha. Maybe it's better for them not to do it. V'gam eino roy v'chulu, and he quotes from Tosfos later on, but maybe. So maybe mutter lechachila. It's not called a bittul of smicha because there's no possibility. And then just one other halacha. He continues and says, "Vehine nira de'elu shabtur mi smicha ein anu manichan osam lismoch." Over alosa say devoted bekachim. Ach goy. What about a goy? Is there any downside? He's not mitzuve in the iser of avoda bekachim. So maybe a goy out of all of these people who are pater. So a goy de'inu mitzuve al zeim rotsa lismoch ma'ech maslan. What if he wants to do smicha? The cheresh v'shote im rotzim lismoch kivan she'ein best in mitzuvim lafrisham yachol lismoch. Maybe they can. Ach katan nirali demigil lechinuch mitzvah lechancho belitein lo lismoch af sheyavei ravod bekachim. Whoa! What about a katan? Katan mitzvah chinuch. So can the mitzvah chinuch override the avod bekachim, even though it's an aveira? But Hakanami, because she gives a chinuch mitzvah lechancho after she disrakla av mitzvah chinuch, he continues and doesn't answer the question. Okay. Then he discusses an isha that does smicha. Does she get malchus for doing avoda with a karban? It's not sure because maybe if women are included in smicha and then they have a ptur, so that's the sugi of ahadri li isura kama. If there's a mitzvah, and then there's an exclusion, and then there's a putting back in, or an aveira, that's what you saw. There's a losase, there's a heter, and then we say, no, they're not included, and therefore they go back to the losase. So the Tosfos in Beitza talks about, so are they now back included in the original iser, or is it a new iser? So here too, that would be an afkamina, where the woman would get malchus. A hadri lusur akama. Efshar, dekiva da Torah, hitira beferish, avoda bekachim, by men, the imin nashim mi bnei Yisrael somchim v'lo benos Yisrael efshar delo ahadri liyisur kama. Maybe they don't get malchus. Tosfos in Beis Daf Yud Beis. So he says inin ahadri hu iyun amok. It's a big sugya. Says the Minchas Chinuch, and therefore we're not going to do it right now. Says the Gemara bishlama na limudim bishlama chereshad v'katan delo bnei dea ninu. So we understand they do not have smicha because they're not bnei dea. Oh ve'kochavim nami bnei Yisrael somchim v'not ve'kochavim somchim el asuma my time alo. Why doesn't someone who's blind have a chiyuv to do smicha? Right, we paskin that a blind person is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Machlokas tanoim, but we paskin they're chayiv. So why don't they do smicha? Rav Chisda, Rav Yisla, Rav Dimi. Chad Amar, Asya smicha, smicha mi ziknei ha'eda. Maybe you learn it as a gzeir shava from ziknei ha'eda. Right, the ziknei ha'eda in Sanhedrin, they are not blind. So, v'chad amar, asya smicha, smicha mi olas re'iya. Or you learn it from the olas re'iya, that also there, suma is not included in the carbon of a lila regel, right, yir'eh, yeh ra'eh, the Gemara darshins, elsewhere. Why does each one not use the other one? Why wouldn't you learn it from Ziknei Eda? Don in Yachid mi Yachid mi Don in Yachid mi Tzibur. I'd rather learn it from a Yachid Alacha. That brings the Olas Riyah, not learn it from the Tzibur, right? The Sanhedrin. Ulaman the Yalav mi Ziknei Eda, my time I learn Yalav mi Olas Riyah. Sort of the other Shita. Why is it better to learn from Ziknei Eda and not from Olas Riyah? Don in Midi, Dixiv Be Smicha Begufei. Midi, Dixiv Be Smicha Begufei. Right, it says smicha by Ziknei Ha'eda. So I'd rather learn it from there, where it says smicha beferish. La'afuke olas re'iya dehigufa me'olas nedava gamra. Right, excluding la'afuke olas re'iya, that, where do you learn smicha from olas re'iya? You learn that from olas nedava. And therefore, I'd rather not use a second string makar, so to speak, where it doesn't say a beferish. The Tani Tana Kama, Tani Tana Kamei Rav Yisla Bar Abba, Vayakreves Ha'ola Vayaseha Kamishpat, Kimishpat Olas Nedava, Limeir Alos Chova Shetuuna Smicha. Good, so that's where we know two makaras, that a suma does not do smicha, either from Olas Ria or from Ziknei Ha'eda. Next, V'ha'eved V'ashliach V'ya'isha. These three individuals also don't do smicha. Tana Rabbanan, yado velo yad avdo, yado velo yad shlucho, yado velo yad ishto. Right, all three limudim. So the Gemara says, kol hani. Again, we could spend 5 hours of shir on the next three lines on this these sugyas. Right, there are very few halachas in the world of Torah that shliach is excluded. So why is shliach excluded? There's a discussion by Hafaras Nedarim, shlichus. And there are other exclusions. But here, what do you need? And you need a pasuk to exclude. So I need a pasuk to exclude Eved, shliach, and ishto. So kol hani lamili. Let's read the Gemara. And then again, each of these lines are jam-packed. We'll do a little bit. Kol hani lamili, tzricha. Dikaz rachmana chad. If I only had one pasuk, I mean lamute eved. Maybe I only would have excluded an eved kenani de la bar mitzvos. An eved is la bar mitzvos, meaning he's not obligated in all mitzvos. One second. Isn't an isha and an eved obligated in the same number of mitzvos? No. But an isha is a bar mitzvos, meaning isha is kedushas Yisrael, full with a ptur. An eved has less mitzvos, which reflects less kedusha. Right? Eved kenani is somewhere in the middle. Not goy, not Jew. So that's what an eved is, a lot bar mitzvahs. Maybe he doesn't do smicha. Avo shliach to bar mitzvah, but a shliach which is in the world of mitzvahs, and the shlucho shel adam kemoso, and a shliach is kemoso, ema lismoch. So I would say maybe you do smicha. Let's just read it, even though each of these are jam-packed. Yes, we know hadi tarti, and if you only had those two, the lav kagufi damya. Shliach and eved are excluded because that's not you. Aval ishto de kegufe dami ematismoch tzricha, but an ishto is kegufo. Maybe you would do smicha. Kamash malan, all of them are excluded. So just a couple of haaris if we could make here. First Tosfos in Dibur Maslu Yado. Tosfos asks what we alluded to before. Vim Tomar lamali kral lemute nashem mismicha tebek leidem izazay zman grama in take of the smicha shchita daraisa. It's zman grama. So why do you need a pasuk to exclude women? Women are excluded because it says man grama. Assuming that smicha, Tosfos says, is connected to shchita, and therefore just like shchita is only by yom, so too smicha is only by yom. And therefore, it says man grama, so why do I need a pasuk to exclude? Tosfos does not answer the question. Right? He says, look at Tosfos Kiddushin, right? Kasu Yishuv al Kush Yizu. Tosfos is Kiddushin daf lamed vav. That's one answer given. Tosfos there. He asked the same question on daf lamed vav. Where does he say? He says, let me just find it. Tabar am Eisa Krab beGemara Lamuti Nashim typically to Kulu Masel says Man Grama Have Shari Eni Nogas Ella Bayom. Tosfos answers, Mikomahum Istrich Krab Limute the Sakadai the Chamina Mishum Dixiv Vesamach Veshachat Iskish Michal Lishchita Mashchita Kshira Ben Nashim. Just like Shchita is Kshira Ben Nashim, right? The third parak of Zochem, Kalab Sulin, Arkasha Lishchot, so too Smicha. So because of its connection to Shchita, I would have thought that women could do it. Just like women could do Shchita, so too women can do Smicha. That's the Havamina to include them for Smicha too, Kamash Velanat. That's a localized answer for smicha and shchita. If you look in the Turei Even, the Shagas Aryeh on Meseches Chagiga, he says no. It's an answer about zman grama. side of the answer about smicha. Azman Grama, we've mentioned this before, but it's a Yesod Gadol. Azman Grama says that Turei Evan is a mitzvah that, I'll read it, Deloavi mitzvah says Azman Grama, Ela he kol hecha shazmana kavua la, hu kavua va'omeid. Be'inyin kisha'avar azman azdol ala gamre, u batla mitzvasa. Ve'in la tashlumen me'ata, kishofar sukkah lulav chagiga re'iyah. I can wear tefillin today. What happens if chas v'shalom, a person doesn't wear tefillin one day? So at nighttime, then daytime, or Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos, we pasken as lavzman tefillin. So I didn't wear it on Friday, and now it's Sunday, there's a break in the middle. Whatever it is, when there's another mitzvah tefillin, it's not like that's tashlumin for the previous day. Once I missed a day, I missed it. Right, it's done. That's man grama. Where there's no tashlumin, there's a time for a mitzvah, and then if I miss that time, I miss shaking a lulav on Sukkos. So next year Sukkos, that's not making up. I lost the mitzvah of lulav. I lost the mitzvah of shofar. That's a zman grama, where the mitzvah is done. But what happens if you have a mitzvah that exists, then there's a time you can't do it, but then when you could do it again, it's chozer v'neyor. It's that same original mitzvah. You just had a break in the middle at a time that you couldn't do it. That's not a zman grama. And that's what smicha is. Right? You didn't do smicha on an animal. So you, the next day. So it's the same mitzvah from yesterday. It's not like a new mitzvah. It's not like you missed yesterday and now there's a new one. That's not Azman Grama. Avagavi smicha, hakvias man shekava torah mitzvah so, biyom davka, velo balayla, ein halayla mevatel mitzvah so legamre. It's not like the night ruins the mitzvah. Elamaf sekes, da halayla atzma ein ruhi la smicha. Aval ein mevatelis chiv mitzvah smicha mea bailam legamre. Elakashe heyer hayom, chozer vineyor, vehadar hadra ale mitzvah smicha shel karban zeh gufa. Ula olam bechol yom ba'amod v'samakoy, ve'ein zeh zman grama. Zman grama is mevatel the mitzvah legamre. That is the suggestion of the Turei Evan. There are any quotes a riot to this from a Gemara in Psachim, without getting into that right now. But again, that's a huge a topic. There's a lot of other interesting definitions to Zman Gramas, not for now. But let's look in the Ola Shlomo here. The Ola Shlomo here says, let's move on. That was about Isha. Let's move on to Shliach. Ask the Ola Shlomo, assuming that smicha is a chovas gavra, remember we had that chakira, chovas gavra, but if it's a chovas gavra, then what's the havamina that a shliach could work, right? Ala the Tosas written kiddushin, mitzvah shebegufo you can't make a shliach on. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude it, right? I'm too tired to wear tefillin today. Can you wear tefillin for me? Of course not, right? Can you sit in a sukkah for me? Mitzvah shebegufo. That's the Tosas Rid, famous discussion of the Tosas Rid and the Xos and Kufpe Beis. So, what do you need a pasuk for? Mitzvah Shebegufo, Shlichas doesn't apply. So, he says, right, exactly what we, maybe it's not a pure Chovas Gavra. Maybe there's an element that has to do with the Karban. And maybe that's why Shlichas might have worked. And that's what he says. Oh, Yeshlomar, the shiny karbanos, the matzina do anibu shlichas, and also general shlichas work by karbanos, right? Shchita v'chulu. So you'd have thought smicha also, it works for smicha too. And then he quotes at the end, amnam be'ikr divri atosas rid, nirali delo mikri mitzvah shebegufo, elahecha da mitzvah eno ela begufo levad, velo badavar she'ose. Maybe a mitzvah shebegufo is only what it has to do with you, and not with anything else. Kimo, tefillin lulav. De'ein mechuyav laniach tefillin elu, oleishev besuka zu, dafka. Nimsa da mitzvah eina ela begufo. Aval smicha da mitzvah hi bebehema zu, dafka. Imkein mitzvah gamkein bedavar sheyocha lagayma de shliach. If it has to do with a different item, so then it's not a trucha vizgavra, and therefore, well, it's not the same rules. Similar to, he doesn't quote it, but similar to the Ritva. The Ritva in Kiddushin discusses also, why do you need, the Gemara there has a makar to exempt a woman, a mother, from a bris milah for a child. It's only the father's chiyuv, or his chiyuv, or bezdin's chiyuv. Why isn't the mother chiyuv? Pasuk. It's a pasuk to exclude women from the chiyuv of being mother's son. Asks Tosfos, and all the Rishonim there. It's a zman grama. Milah's a zman grama. Either only by yom, or only day eight. Right? So why do you need a pasuk for? Many different answers given. But the Ritva's answer, part of the Ritva's answer is, this mitzvah doesn't only apply to a person, it's about a child. But it's not just my personal obligation. A child's involved, so maybe it's not a regular zman grama. Why isn't that a regular? So the Ritva goes into that a little bit over there. But either way, that's a discussion, a big discussion, but the Ola Shlomo brings in that Tosas Rid here on our Gemara. Good. Smicha Shiari Mitzvah. I apologize, there's so much here. We're just touching the, we're not even on the tip of the iceberg. We're like swimming to the iceberg, right? There's so much. Tana Rabbanan, v'samach v'nirtza. So says the Gemara, v'chi smicha b'chaperes, v'alwein kapara labadam. Right, the positive beginning of Vayikra. It says, you do smicha and then you get kapara. Does smicha bring kapara? No, it's only the zrika. Shnemar ki adam hu b'nefesh y'chaper. Elalo malacha, shim asad l'smicha, shiari mitzvah. If I treat smicha like leftovers, like I don't take it seriously and I don't do it, ma'ala l'avakasav ki'ilu lo kiper, the kiper. You're missing an element, even though you l'maisa got kapara, but you're missing an element. V'tanya gabi tnufa ki agav, a similar shakla v'tari by tnufa. Smicha and tnufa are both extra avodos that are wonderful, but they're not ma'akev. L'tnufa l'chaper. V'chi tnufa v'chaperes, v'aloin kapar el abadam, sh'nemar ki adam u'benevesh y'chaper, elom alachash, im asa l'tnufa shiari mitzvah, ma'ala l'alakasav ki lo kiper, the kiper. Period. Ala rosh, tana rabbanon, yado ala rosh, v'lo yado ala tzavar. Your hands have to be on the head of the animal, not on the neck. Yado ala rosh lo yado ala gabayim, not on the back. Yado ala rosh lo yado ala chazeh, not on the chest. Kolhani lamali srichi. We need all three. Diikaz rachman achad limut. If you only had one, limut eit savar. I would have thought the neck is excluded. Delo koi bahadi rosho. The neck is not on the same horizontal plane as the head. Aval gabo, but the back which is raised up. Dekoi lahadi rosho emalo. But the back which is on the similar plane, so maybe that would be okay. Sricha, no good. Maybe those two are excluded. You can't do it because those parts of the animal don't have any special status, like for tznufa. But the chazei and the show that you use for tznufa of the shlamim, emalo, maybe you would be able to do smicha on those. Tzricha. That's why you need all three to exclude. Period. Iba ilahu. Yadolat studin mahu. What about the side of the head? Does it have to be on top of the head? What about the side of the head? Tashma. Tetanya Abba B'yira B'r, the son of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Yadol la Rosho, V'lo Yadol Atzdadin. Boy, Rebbe Yirmiya, Matlis Maushatachutz. Is there an issue of Chatzitza? 10 different areas in Halacha where Chatzitza plays a role. Right? In Avodah for sure. Kohen can't be wearing shoes. Right? What if can't be wearing gloves? So what about for Smicha? Could use a matlis, a baguette, tashma, ubavach, lo de darachoses, benolavenazavach. No, you cannot. Ubishte yadayim, with two hands. You do smicha with two hands. We don't have time now, but discussion of the achronim, when a father gives a child a bracha. Right? One hand or two hands? Right? Big discussion, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and others. Are you dafka? Should you dafka use 2 inches? Should you dafka use 1 hand? That's a discussion in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, by the poskim. Mino ani mili, sadi no though, smicha is 2 hands. Amar yishlakash damakro. V'samach aron yishtei yada, yishtei yadav, ksiv yado, v'ksiv shtei. Right? You read it as yadav, but it's written yado, singular, v'ksiv shtei, but it says 2. Zebana av. Whenever it says yado, it means 2, unless it says achas. He said this in the Beis Medrash, but he did not say it in the name of Reish Lakish. Shamar Reish Lakish ve'ikpid. Reish Lakish heard about it and got upset. Did Reb Elazar know about it, B'shem Reish Lakish, or not? Not 100% clear whether he knew. Amar le, Isak adai da kol hecha deksiv yado tarti ninu, and he has a kasha. He says, if, whenever it says yado, it means tarti, lam le lemichtav yadav, yadav. Right? Why does it say it twice? Actually, esrim vidalid yadav. He says, he has in 24 places where it says it. Yadav, yadav tviyani, yadav revlo, sikeles yadav, ishtik. Didn't have an answer. Labasar denoch taite, after he calmed down, amar le, my time alotemali, yadav desmicha ka'amri. Why didn't you answer me yadav tesmicha? Why do you answer? So Gemara says, b'smicha namiksiv, v'yismoches yadav alav v'yitzaveyu. So Gemara says, smicha de behema kamri. No, we're talking about smicha de behema. That's by Yeshua and Moshe, right? Or by the Zakenim. So, you can't ask, we didn't want to ask from that question. Period. U'bimakom shesomchin shochtin, tekev l'smicha shchita. Right, in the same place. Mike, Kamar, what does that mean? Hachi Kamar, b'makam shesomchin shochtin, sheh. Take a l'smicha shchita. We do it in the same place because one goes right after the other one of the 3 or 4 takeifs. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. Next time we finish up the 10th, start 11th, we get into the Shtei HaLechem, you know, how did it look and the shapes of the breads, but Hashem, that'll come up next time.